I mean, Eric Zimney from Charlestown on the line here, Vice President of Racing Operations, Eric Zimney. Eric, it's Anthony and Jude here on Express Pit Radio. Thanks for taking a few minutes today.
No, thanks for having me. After listening to Jude read those payoffs, I'm thinking he's got a future as an announcer or something, so Colmus should be worried.
I don't think Colmus is too worried. He's got a vacation now, a nice wine cellar. He's set.
He's got the Red Sox to give him angst, though, so that's good.
I was going to say, Colmus has other reasons to be worried, doesn't he, than Jude?
Yeah, they're down big. They're down big today, I guess. So me and Big A, we're going to have to live vicariously through somebody after a couple of days ago. So it might be you, Jude.
Yeah, well, go Cubs. That's all I can say.
That's it.
Eric, Jude and I were talking, and tomorrow night, a big night out of Charlestown, West Virginia Breeders' Night, Breeders' Cup night. We'll have races 5 through 8 here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, 9 o'clock start time, exclusively on the website, horseracingradio.net. It'll be me and Anthony Affronti. The big one on the card will go as race number 8. It's the West Virginia Breeders' Classic. Am I right when I say that that is the largest state-bred stakes pot throughout the country during the year?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm almost sure it is. The day itself as a whole used to be the most lucrative state-bred, you know, day in the country for a single state. I mean, a couple of years ago, the total purses were $2 million. I haven't added up like the Maryland Million or Empire Showcase days or anything like that, so I'm not sure if the 1.17 tomorrow night is still tops, but the 500,000, pretty salty money for restricted company, and yeah, it's the richest race in the country for those kind of horses.
You have all stakes races, nine races on the card, all stakes races, post time 7 o'clock tomorrow night, so head over to ExpressBet and get ready to fire away out of Charlestown tomorrow night. You guys did a great job putting this card together, as you always do. You know, just talk about having that, you know, it's essentially a Breeders' Cup for West Virginia breds. You guys do it without the benefit of a turf course, but you're able to fill 9 stakes races. Talk a little bit about what it's like to put on a program like this year in and year out.
Sure. I mean, and this program started 30 years ago. This is the 30th edition, as some people might know. It was founded by Sam Huff, you know, NFL Hall of Famer, and certainly a known personality in the area, if not the country. It's really great for the locals. It's great for the track in general. I mean, there's over 1,000 reservations in our dining room, which is you know, close to the amount we'll get for a race like the Charlestown Classic. So, you know, the local horsemen, you know, it's a day of pride for them for sure to kind of show off the best in breed in West Virginia. You know, we've gotten some good coverage of the day throughout the country over the course of the last, you know, 20 or 30 years. It actually used to be on ESPN a while back, maybe 10 years ago, maybe a little longer than that. But the place is packed. You know, wagering is pretty solid tomorrow night. And you know, it's not, I will admit, it's nice tomorrow when you don't have to really hustle horses like you do for the Classic or the Oaks. I mean, when you put up $500,000 for a restricted purse, you can kind of kick your feet up and let the entries flow into the entry box. But, you know, pretty full fields, which we haven't had for a while. And I think a pretty good betting card for people out there, too.
Well, you know, your facility is just second to none. And the subject came up last night. We were having dinner with a bunch of people at the house, and somebody mentioned Charlestown, and they said they'd never been there. Was it nice? And I go, is it nice? I guess it's like one of the nicest places you could ever go. I said that the grounds are impeccable, the barn area is fantastic, the casino and all of your facilities are just second to none. And you know, they were so surprised. Really? You know, that's not the Charlestown we heard about. I said, hey, it's not your daddy's Charlestown. You got to go out there and have a good time. I said, they will show you a good time. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and you will enjoy your time at Charlestown.
No, I appreciate that too. And you're right. I mean, I know people, you know, might have a perception that they forged at Charlestown from whatever, 15, 20, however many years ago. And I understand that. We understand that. I think when you see the people who, when they come here, they tend to come back after they've come for the first time. So I mean, that's all you've got to see. You know, people have a lot of options of where to go, and the fact that they keep coming back to our place, so I think it speaks volumes about what kind of facility we do have.
You know, I don't believe any of it, so maybe next year you should have me out for the Charlestown Oaks instead of me doing it from New York.
Hey, fine with us.
It's such a cool place, and your staff. I mean, everybody that's there, you know, friendly and helpful, and it's really a great place to go racing, I think.
Yeah, no, and again, you know, people who haven't been there, we know we may only have one chance. Well, you definitely have one chance to make a first impression, but that impression they get the first time, it's really going to determine if they come back in the future. So we try to go above and beyond and take care of people the best we can. You know, there's things that crop up. It doesn't always happen like we draw it up. But for the most part, yeah, no, we've been pleased with the repeat business. And hopefully we see you guys back in April and the Big A in September now.
How big is that? Is the West Virginia card that you have tomorrow night for your local people? I mean, they've got to be pointing to this all year long, right?
Oh, sure. You know, I asked Mark Russell, who owned Russell Road and also owns the Horse Charitable Annuities, who's running, he will be the favorite and try to repeat in the $500,000 Breeders Classic tomorrow night. And I asked him, I said, do you just, you know, circle this day on your calendar at the end of the year and then try to, like, work backwards into a plan off this? And, yeah, he said, absolutely. What else, you know, are these horses going to get to run for this kind of money on one night like this? And, they tend to plot their campaigns around this. And, you know, it infuses a lot of money into the local breeders and local horsemen's pockets for sure.
Talking with Eric Zimney, Vice President of Racing Operations at Charlestown. You know, what I love about nights like this, and I had the pleasure of coming out with Mike Penna, to Penn National for the Penn Mile this past June. The amount of folks you get out there on a Saturday night, and, you know, as it is in this day and age, a lot of racetracks are combined with the casinos, but it was phenomenal to see just how many people were there for the racing. Like, you guys get a real good core of racing fans, and they know their stuff, and they're out there, and they're watching the races live. I remember that night at Penn, I couldn't believe how many people were out on the apron watching the races live.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to market sometime on Wednesday night in February, and when you have cards like that on a Saturday night, like they had at Penn in June, so it should be good weather here tomorrow night. We will get a big crowd for these days, and I know Duke can attest to Charlestown Classic Day, what we get for that. And, you know, in this day and age in racing, when the business model's kind of changed a little bit and so much of the money is bet at home and you know, OTBs and brick-and-mortar facilities in other parts of the country or world, you know, sometimes attendance, you know, we're not used to it, but on these nights when we can make our hay, it's nice to see that people still respond to a good product and come out and watch it.
You spoke a little bit about Charitable Annuity, Eric. He defending champ of the West Virginia Breeders Classic, knocked it down last year. This horse is a virtual machine when he runs against fellow West Virginia breds.
Yeah, I believe he's 3 for 3 going a mile, three turns at Charlestown, so a mile and a 16th or longer. Back in June on that same 10-mile card, if you remember, he ran in the Mountain View and got beaten four lengths by Smarvelous, who won the New Orleans Handicap earlier in the year, and probably got beat a length by Red Rifle, who's a multiple Grade 2 winner. So from a class standpoint, there's no one in the field tomorrow night he's going to be going against who's anything close to that. You know, he's from a speed figure standpoint, it looks like his last two have been a little bit slower than he was earlier in the year. But again, you know, Mark Russell, the owner here, and Jim Casey, the trainer, they've got a knack for getting their horses to peak on this night. They circle this night on the calendar, and so I know it's all been geared up to this point. So I'd be stunned if the horse didn't fire big tomorrow night.
First time in a long time we haven't had Russell Road on one of these cards, huh?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, every year I've been here, this is my 8th year at Charlestown, and he's been in the program. You have to scratch one year. He's been in the program on Breeders Classic site every single year since I've been here. It's the first year that he's not, you know, was in the Classic itself 7 times, won it 3 times, and it'll be a little different with him not competing tomorrow night, but he'll be leading the post parade for the big race.
Yeah, that's really cool, and he's such a great horse and means a lot to the fans out there. He's a fan favorite, and I know when he'd come out on the track, your clockers up there where we do our morning show, they'd call our attention to him, and I used to love watching him train. So, but I'm glad he's retired and he's going to have a nice life, and it's great that he's going to lead that post parade tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, we always worry in the sport sometimes if you know certain horses might get pushed too hard or whatnot, and those guys did what was right by that horse at every step of the way, and they said they could have waited a month, 2-3 months, and brought him back. And you know, but as a 10-year-old, when you've made $2 million for us, you've done enough. You've done right by us. We're gonna do right by you, and you know, call it a career. And I have a lot of respect for people who do that.
Over $1 million on the line tomorrow night, West Virginia Breeders' Classic night. We've been speaking with Eric Zimney, the Vice President of Racing Operations at Charlestown. Eric, thanks for some time today. At least we don't have to worry about catching a Met game during the races tomorrow night.
My level of stress is lower. Thanks, guys.